Hello.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Amy. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, good. Is Rosalinda there with you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you put me on speakerphone?
You are.
Okay, perfect. Hi, Rosalinda. My name is Amy. How are you doing today?
Hi, Amy. Good morning. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. I know you're getting ready to get off to work this morning, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll be very brief. What I'm going to do right now is just a very quick voice verification, just because you're the cardholder on the account, and that's basically all that you are, is the cardholder. So you are the person that we have to do the voice verification with, and that you authorize Sam to be the entire account management and person who makes all changes, adjustments, and purchases on the account. So I'm just going to ask a few questions, and then at that point, you're just going to state the name of the business. You're just going to state your name. You're going to state what your position within the company is, which is simply just financial authorization. When I ask you to state your name and position within the company, you could just say financial authorization. I've notated the account that you're strictly the person who put the card down. Sam's in charge of everything else, okay?
Okay,
perfect. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
OFC is clean.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Rosalinda Ong, Financial Authorization.
Rosalinda, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user and signer on this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that Samuel is actively involved in the campaign, and he has agreed to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash. And he's also agreed to let us know if he chooses to move forward with any other type of marketing. So for the account term and complete setup and 6 months worth of coverage through Local Splash for the Premier Platinum package, you guys have signed up for the flat 6 month rate prepaid package of $1,500. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. The In 6 months' time, which would be January 13th, the account will automatically renew at the flat rate of $548 on the card that you did give us yesterday in the event that he doesn't renew for another contract. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand and I agree.
Perfect, Rosalinda. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me this morning. Everything's been set, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank
I have
you.
One.
Yeah, of course.
Two questions.
Uh-huh.
One, does it sound like you had coffee this morning?
It doesn't sound like it?
No.
I'm literally drinking the first cup right now.
Oh. I it was very important to point that out. Second, so you're going to tell us, I'm guessing, probably in plenty of time before the expiration date of this contract, what do you want to do, and give us the choice before the due date comes to either re-up or go monthly, correct?
December 13th, and we can just go ahead and verify for that. I can send out a text message and set up a call with you. That's not a problem at all. Let me
Because I want to know, like, I don't want to call, like, January 12th, and you're like, and here.
Hey, do you want it?
Yeah, I don't want to hear January 12th. I call in, and then I can't get in, because I noticed when I did miss a call and I try to call back, mm-hmm. It's always busy, which I don't want one of those type of situations where I'm trying to get a
mm-hmm.
hold and I
mm-hmm.
and I can't get. I want to make sure, like, at least there's a, like, kind of like what we have, an
mm-hmm.
email or a text correspondence, so that way
mm-hmm.
And what I really didn't want to get is like, oh, you needed to make that decision
mm-hmm.
7 days prior.
Right. It's only within 3 days. But I've set you all the way back to November 11th, which is a Friday, okay? Do you know if the month of November, are you set to be in the Philippines?
You know, it don't really matter.
It doesn't? Okay, cool.
Because my phone is international.
Well, what time is it there at that time?
It's 15 hours ahead, so, but... Here's the point. You said within 24 hours for either voice or email response.
Right. Okay. Perfect. So you could set a time to speak with me. Okay.
Yeah. So, and if it's 3 days, you didn't say 3 months, right? You don't have to put it for December.
No, it's just within 3 days. So I've set you for the 11th of November. That way we can just make sure that you have plenty of time to decide what it is that you want to do with everything and where you're at with everything. And then we can renew the billing earlier. That's not a problem.
Yeah, because I'd probably want to renew about January 3rd. If
mm-hmm.
I do it in this year, it means that the tax write-off goes for this year.
Correct.
So let me mull that one over too. But
yep.
Both have their pros and cons. That was it.
Okay, wonderful. All right, Sam. Well, you guys have a wonderful day. And we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.